News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's Home Truths Week here on News Talk. So looking at all issues related to housing right across the station all week. Yesterday we talked about the social housing and affording housing model in Amsterdam. Tomorrow here on Breakfast we're going to be talking about the culture of apartment living in parts of France. Today we're looking at rent controls, an issue I'm sure that excites a lot of News Talk listeners. Got a lot of you tuning in this morning. Are renters. Germany is often held up as the gold standard in terms of protections for tenants like yourself. So I went to Cologne to find out why. It is Sunday morning, and where else would I be on a Sunday morning except on the side of a GAA pitch watching training? I'm not doing it at home in the borough. I am watching the Cologne Celts training here in the middle of Cologne in Germany. The reason we're here in Germany is to find out about the rental model. Advocates in Ireland say it's something that we should look at, that it would give huge security to tenants, that it would help keep prices down. And with me here watching training is Peter Dietsch of the German Irish Association, president of that association in nearby Bonn. Peter, you rent. You're a renter, so
yeah.
Tell me about some of the protections that you have as a renter in Germany.
My first protection is a good owner. That's my first protection. And I'm living in my flat now with my wife since 20 years, and the owner is very good. There is a protection for me. Mietvertrag in my rent contract, we have fixed it that rent is had such one level for a special time. My own rent was nearly 15 years. We had no rising of the flat of the things.
Is it difficult to evict a tenant in Germany?
Oh, that's where it's possible of our constitution, but it's very, very difficult.
Okay, so it sounds like there's good protections here for people who are already in situ as tenants. But alongside us here as well, and thank you, Peter, is Horst Halen of the Green Party. And Horst, that sounds pretty good for people who are already tenants, but how does it work for people, you know, does the rental model work for new tenants?
Yeah, es gibt ein Bundesgesetz zu hohen Mieterhöhungen.
So there's a protection in place in the German Constitution that you can't charge too much rent. It has to be reasonable.
Aber das kann unterlaufen werden.
And that can change from time to time, though.
Bei Neubauten gilt es nicht. Da können...
For new apartments, it doesn't apply at all.
Zweitens gilt es auch nicht bei Renovierung.
So the owners can basically make small changes, for example, to the conditions or say that they've done renovations and then they can add prices or increase the price.
Jahre auf die Miete umlegen, was natürlich für viele Mieter dann als...
There's a table of rent cost and it says that it can't go above 10% in terms of increasing the prices.
Preisspiegel.
Okay, this only takes place sometimes. So it's not very regulated at the moment.
Thank you, Horst, and thank you again, Peter, and thanks to Stephen for translating. Look, the lads have finished training there while we were chatting, so we're going to nab a few of them. And actually, Stephen, we might start with yourself. You're here, what, the last 3 years, you were telling us, in Cologne, 7 years in Germany. How easy is it to find a rental property here?
I've always found it easy to find an apartment, but I know that it's not the norm because a lot of friends of mine have had many difficulties finding a place to live. If you want an apartment, you'll find one. But obviously, if you have a big list of criteria and you have to meet every one of them, then of course you'll find it difficult. But if you're just looking for a roof over your head and a nice area, then if you keep at it, you'll find something. But that's, don't get me wrong, that's not to take away from the big issues that are affecting many cities in Europe. Like Cologne has a high population of homeless people, so I don't mean to diminish that whatsoever.
And Yelena, you are a future member of the club. You have the jersey on, but you say you're about to join. You moved to Germany about 3 years ago. How easy was it to find somewhere to rent?
Very difficult. I've been looking for an apartment for about 6 months, and I'm still on the waiting list of the University of Cologne, even though I found an apartment now, but I'm still on the waiting list there. So it was very challenging indeed, yeah.
And there's not enough apartments, or do the landlords want to know a lot about you, or why is it so hard?
Because you need to bring with you a lot of documentations that proves that you're able to pay the rent, and the rent is very high normally, yeah.
Cillian O'Gara is with me. Cillian, you're here 10 months, you were telling us. Cost-wise, how does it compare to back home? Because you were saying you tried to rent back home.
Yeah, and I found it nearly impossible to find a place, even when I was working a decent job in Dublin. Cost of living is pretty cheap here, even in Cologne, which is relatively more expensive than other German cities, but nevertheless, still much more affordable and sustainable than back home.
Yeah, Cillian there from the Cologne Celts. Mites in the GAA and European GAA. They're wrapping up that report in Cologne.
Kieran, I'm confused.
Yeah, are you?
Do they work or not?
Oh, sorry, just about this issue.
I listened to this carefully. Do they work?
I suppose it is unclear listening to it, because it's unclear if they work. It depends who you ask. Like Peter Deitch, the first guy we heard from, he hasn't had a rent increase in 15 years.
Yay,
he'll be
great.
Carried out of his apartment.
Brilliant.
In a pine box with brass handles.
However,
happy days. However, then you hear from Elena, who is on a waiting list for 7 months just for an apartment, to share an apartment somewhere in Cologne. So rent controls are great for tenants. They offer protection. If you want a culture of apartment living, you probably need them. But anyone here who kind of sells them as the silver bullet, or as Germany is some sort of renting utopia, there's downsides. They suppress construction, they increase demand, they reduce supply, and then prices go up as well in the surrounding areas. So there's problems. And there's a homelessness problem, there's a commuting problem, some of the same problems we have.